Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. This is Troy Larson here, and we could be making radio broadcasting history. I don't know for sure if we are, but I'm gonna try something today. We are going to have Siri co-host this show. I don't know if anybody's ever tried this before, but let's see what we can do. First of all, hi Siri, how's it going today?
I am well.
Well, that's good. How do you think the Minnesota Twins will do this season?
Nice of you to ask, but it doesn't really matter what I think.
Well, I think it's a shame that she thinks it doesn't matter what she feels about how the Twins are going to do. But I'll tell you what, I think the Twins are going to. I really think the Twins do have a real good chance of winning the AL. Of winning our division, the AL Central. I really think we have a chance of winning this division, because I'll tell you what, this division is the most competitive division we've seen in baseball in a long time, because the Chicago White Sox upgraded with their off-season acquisitions in Adam Roche from Washington Nationals, Jeff Zamarja from the Oakland Athletics. They also brought in free agent Melky Cabrera to play in the outfield, and they also signed Zach Duke. And if you look at the Kansas City Royals, they brought in some good pieces too. We brought in a decent pitcher in Addison Volquez from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I don't know. I think Kansas City will do pretty well this year. I don't know how well their DH Kendrys Morales will do this year, but because he hasn't done very well in the past couple of years, but. And then the Detroit Tigers, I really think they have taken a step back. So I don't know. I just feel, that this division could be more competitive. What I didn't mention is the Tigers, they lost Max Scherzer. That's great. That's gonna hurt them a lot. I know they got that Cuban outfielder from Boston in Cespedes to play for the Tigers, but I don't know. I feel that the Tigers have really downgraded this year, especially the fact that, well, yes, they also got rid of Rick Pochel too. But I know they did bring in a couple of good young pitchers, but I don't think the Tigers are going to be as good this year. And Not to mention too, but their bullpen is still shaky. They haven't done much to upgrade that at all. So we'll see what happens. And moving on to the Cleveland Indians, well, Cleveland didn't even do much to upgrade. They brought in Brandon Moss. So let's ask Siri a question here. Who do you think will win the World Series this year, Siri?
The Giants won the World Series 4-3 over the Royals. They won the last game 3-2.
I did not ask Siri who won this World Series. Well, I sure asked who won World Series this year, so we're going to yell at her now. Siri, you are a doofus.
I don't really like these arbitrary categories.
I don't, well, it's a, let's see what she says now. It's a fact. You are a doofus.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
And you.
And she thinks I'm a doofus too. No. But anyway, let's go back into talk some more baseball here. What I should mention is this off season. The Washington Nationals, I think, have a really good shot at winning World Series, at least on paper. You know, you have to remember that the World Series, things could happen. You know, injuries happen. And so I feel that when you look at Washington, when you look at Washington's pitching, they signed Max Scherzer. They have Stephen Strasburg. They have Jordan Zimmermann. They also got, one other person is Doug Fister. Well, that's another person they got in their rotation, who we brought in from the Tigers. I feel that the Washington Nationals, with their pitching, really have a shot at winning the World Series. I don't care what people, people might think, some of these other playoff teams are going to repeat. Well, I'll tell you what, I think if I was to pick a World Series winner right now, well, I would say it would be the Washington Nationals. And, I actually wonder too, some of these teams last year made it to the playoffs, if it will be repeating, because Kansas City, I don't know if people necessarily expected them to be in the playoffs, yet alone to be in the World Series. They definitely do have some good pitching, Yordan Ventura, and Jason Vargas, and Danny Duffy, and that bullpen of theirs. You just don't know. You just don't know sometimes, If I was picking some teams to be in the playoffs right now, I would say the Anaheim Angels probably have a good chance at it. I think Seattle Mariners, if they have a good young, good solid rotation, they could be in the, they could be in the playoffs. You got Felix Hernandez as their ace, and you got some other pitchers in the rotation. Of course, you have a couple of, you got Nelson Cruz in the lineup, who the Mariners just signed this past offseason. You got Robinson Cano, good second baseman, former Yankee second baseman, who was a pretty good player. So, I don't know. I like the Seattle Mariners' chance to be in the playoffs. And those are just some teams, So, I don't know. You just don't know. And, let's go into the most recent news story is talking about James Shields, the last of the three big name pitchers this offseason, along with John Lester and Max Scherzer. So, Siri, what do you think of a San Diego Padres signing James Shields?
James Shields currently plays starting pitcher for the Padres.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see what Siri. Siri, I think you're the world's biggest idiot, and you're fired.
I don't even exist. How can you hate me?
But you do exist. You're in my hand right now.
We are having a conversation. So if you exist, I exist.
Oh boy, I don't know what to say to that one, but anyway, this is gonna be classic, I think. I'm sure some psychologist probably has finished up a meeting with a client, and they're sitting at their computer for office on their lunch break, and they probably found this show when it was only in progress, and they're probably wondering, is there something psychologically wrong with this with this host? Okay. James Shields signed with the San Diego Padres, and well, he signed for 4 years, $75 million, and people thought that he would get more than that. And I believe that the San Diego Padres, along with the Chicago Cubs and also the Chicago White Sox, are probably their teams that, you know, made the biggest improvement. You know, we did mention the White Sox. The Cubs, of course, they signed John Lester. That was probably their biggest pickup. And they also brought back Jason Hamill. A couple of them did some other moves, too. But the San Diego Padres, I really think they could be an intriguing team. You know, they have three young pitchers in Andrew Cashner. Well, yeah, Andrew Cashner, Tyson Ross, and two young pitchers. I think Ian Kennedy is more of a veteran, but, you know, because he was with the Yankees, the New York Yankees, and the Arizona Diamondbacks at one time. But I believe that the San Diego Padres, and I, of course, I had to mention, too, both their outfielders, Justin Upton, Matt Kemp, and Will Myers, who they all picked up in trades. You know what? The Padres, I think, they have a really good shot at this year. I really like their chances of making the playoffs for the National League and the National League West. I really do like their chances. Let's ask Siri another question here. So when does spring training start?
Let me think about that.
Well, she's thinking.
I found something on the web about, so when does spring training start? Check it out.
Well, she found something on the internet, but I want her to say something without me going to check. So, Siri, I still think you are a doofus.
I don't understand. Siri, I still think you're doofus. But I could search the website.
What is your IQ?
I'd rather not say.
Well, Siri.
Some information about Wells on Wikipedia. Would you like me to read it?
Oh, my gosh, Siri. Siri, you're going to be fired.
Yes?
You're fired. Oh, the battery's getting to all my iPod Touch, too. Oh, boy. Let's try this again.
Thursday, February 12th. Facebook unlocked button.
Siri, you're fired.
Doesn't sound good.
Of course it doesn't. You're fired.
After all I've done for you?
Yes.
I thought.
Well, folks, that just about does it. I managed to fill up almost 15 minutes here. So, I will tell you what. I will see how this goes, and maybe we'll do a future podcast like this. when I had planned the show, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. But this has been the Troy and Siri show. Normally I do baseball talk shows such as Troy's Twins Chat with my dad. So, but you never know. Maybe I'll do some future shows with Siri. So, I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you didn't choke on your lunch because you were laughing so hard. I hope that didn't happen. So, all right, folks, follow me on Twitter at Troy's Twins Blog. Troy's Twins Blog is where you can follow me on Twitter. My name is Troy Larson. So long, everybody.